Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith, and I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School of La Mirada. And this week, we are taking a verse-by-verse look at Romans chapter 7 with our pastor, Brian Parrish.
Turn over to Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 12. He says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." That's where some people stop, and they're working real hard at it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Work out the last part of the verse. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. A lot of people are really working hard, but they forget what verse 13 says. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. And the will relates to the word desire. God places a desire in there, and then the doing relates to the ability. So it's not as if we just sit back passively. It does say that we work it out, but we remember that God's working it in us first. He's working us in a desire, as well as giving us a power to do what He's called us to do. And so it's not by some outward pressure, but it's God's internal work of the Spirit. And it will take place as we are married to another. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Look at verse 17. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord," now look at this phrase, "are being transformed." That's what's taking place. We are being transformed into the same image of what? The same image of Christ. From glory to glory, or from one degree of glory to the next. That's sanctification. And it tells us, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord is accomplishing these things. And that's how we're able to serve in the newness of the spirits. And not of the old letter, not because we have to, not because there's a demand placed upon our life, not because we're living up to some church standard, but because God has internally changed our heart and has now given us desire to live a life that bears fruit as well as serving Him. In the process, the Spirit of God's changing us from one degree of glory to the next. And, I think of whatever it is the Lord has called you to do, you should be serving Him in the newness of the Spirit, in the new power of the Spirit, the new energy, the direction, as well as, I think, the joy that the Spirit of God will produce in your life. Your service unto Him should be full of joy because He's energized it in your heart, giving that desire and a passion for it, and then you're serving in His power and His strength. It's all by the work of the Holy Spirit. Turn over to one other passage in the Gospel of Matthew. And first start in Matthew chapter 9. No, I want you to go over to Matthew 11. I'm sorry. I'm sure Matthew 9 is a wonderful chapter. Look at verse 28. Jesus says, Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, so often we look at this passage and we think that applies to these people out on drugs and their life is all ruined and bound by sin. Jesus was talking to some pretty religious people here. He was talking to the nation of Israel. And the reason that they needed rest is because they're under that old tyranny that the Pharisees came in and put the law upon them. And it was a weight, it was a yoke that was placed upon them, and they're all weighed down. And Jesus said to these religious people, "Come to me, you who are labor and heavy laden," He says, "I'll really lay it on you." He thought the demand for the Pharisees were... No, He says, "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." I think in our service to the Lord, we need to learn from the Lord. Walk with Him, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. See, the Christian life should be in that place. We're in that place of rest when we cease from our labors. We enter into that rest from the Lord, but then that rest doesn't mean we live any old way that we please, but we live a life that is for God's purposes and for God's glory. But we don't do it in our own strength and our own energy. We do it in the newness and the power of the Holy Spirit. But all the same time, you have a rest about it. It's not like I'm laboring for God. There's a joyous rest that Christ brings. The law is a big, heavy weight that crushes people. No one's able to live up to it. And Christ has come to me. Look at verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I remember when I first became a Christian, these passages meant nothing to me. I thought they were just for evangelism for someone that was a non-Christian that needed to be saved. The longer I walk with the Lord, it's like the Lord's yoke is easy and burden is light.
And when it isn't, then I'm taking on service that God's not called me to. I'm serving in the old way. Well, I have to do this. And something's wrong. Something's went astray. Maybe I've taken on tables that God has not asked me to serve at. And now I'm all bitter and angry or upset or worn out. But the yoke of Jesus Christ is easy and it's light. And that's where you find joy. That's a good way to examine your walk with the Lord. If you're overly stressed and too much going on, then you really need to pray and discern what it is. Because if you're serving and you're all frustrated and angry at people, that's not the ministry of Christ. Christ had a compassion about people. He saw people and he was moved with compassion, and something inside said, I want to take care of those people, I want to help them. So he reached out and he healed and touched out of love. And our service has to be that way, and that can only come from the Holy Spirit on an ongoing basis. We may be able to drum it up for a time or be guilted into something, but it's not going to be lasting. Jesus' yoke is easy and his burden is light. Now turn back to Matthew 9. Look at the ministry of Christ. And I'll say this. I believe that we are a church that teaches the grace of God, but it's not slowing us down any. I mean, if you look at our bulletin, it's not like there's nothing going on and I need to whip you guys into shape and put the law in. You're supposed to serve. I never have to say those things. It comes out of the heart. I don't push people. One guy told me a long time ago, he says, if you look at a shepherd at the time of Jesus, he walked in front of the sheep and the sheep followed him. He was never back there with a stick and driving people and driving the sheep and beating them and getting them to go where he wanted them to go. He just walked and they followed. And that's my relationship with Jesus Christ. He just walks and I'm following him. And I'm yoked up to him, and he's not yelling at me, teach the Bible, wake up, get, you know, it's easy. And so much teaching can be beating the sheep rather than just laying it out and let God take the word, and it's like a seed that germinates in the heart. Because if we're serving the Lord, we want to serve in the same spirit that Christ did. And I think Matthew 9 is a good example. I guess I should tell you the verse, right? Matthew 9, verse 35. It says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. This word compassion relates really to the intestines. That's what the word it means. And that's where you feel something for somebody. We say, oh, my heart was moved, but really it's not your heart. You feel it down in your guts. That's the word that's used to describe Jesus and compassion. So he felt something inside, an empathy, a sympathy for people. And then out of that came his ministry. Only God could do that. Only God could work that in the hearts of people in a church and in a ministry. And I have found when God places that sort of compassion inside you for somebody else, you don't need someone watching over you, you know, making you toe the line, make sure you're there, make sure you do this. You realize God is the one watching over your life and you want to be pleasing to him, but yet he's given you a burden, a desire to minister and to care for people. That's the newness of the spirits. I don't want to go to the oldness and get people involved in ministry and say, well, we have this ministry going. Everyone in it's all bitter and old and kind of tired and worn out, but it's going. That's not the ministry of Christ. It says the Spirit of God gives you his love for people. And he serves as an example, is moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. He saw them as sheep out there that were open to attack by wolves and scattered and wounded and hurt and weary. Now look, verse 37, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And so now he wants the disciples to have that same sort of compassion. He says, you pray that God would send out laborers. And laborers like Christ that are going to be moved with compassion for the hearts of people. They're going to serve in the power of the Holy Spirit. That God's going to give you a love for people or a love for a group or a love for a specific area. And it's energized by him. Just as here Christ was moved with compassion. He didn't want to just send out any disciples. He wanted to send out disciples like himself that had a compassion for people. don't know about you. I mean, I think it's pretty simple to understand. God's the Father, and we're all of His children, and He wants people that are going to have the same heart that He has to take care of them. Now, if you get a babysitter and they're kind of rude and short-tempered, you don't want them around watching your kids. You want someone that's going to minister to them and love them and care for them as you would. I mean, God's the same way. God wants that same spirit of Christ that was here to minister to people. And again, it's not by me pushing you into something. It's by God taking the Holy Spirit, touching your heart and giving you compassion, desire, and a burden. And then giving you a joyous attitude in that service. Not by compulsion. I mean, you know, that's used of what it says about giving, not grudgingly or by compulsion. I think that's of any service to God. God doesn't want you to be manipulated or pushed into anything. He wants it to come out of the newness of the spirits. And only God could accomplish these things. This is a genuine work of the Lord from start to finish. So we bear fruit in the same power of the Holy Spirit, and we serve God in the same power.
That was Pastor Brian Parrish going verse by verse through chapter 7 of the book of Romans. Join us tomorrow where we'll pick up where we left off today, and we will continue through that chapter. If you'd like information or tapes from prior programs, or if you'd like more information about Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, our 2-year program, or the correspondence courses, call the number that will follow this program, or dial us up on the World Wide Web at www.calvarylm.org.